What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled "Lindsay is Why We Must Bring Back Stoning, Otherwise God Is Gonna Destroy Us All." So, as you guys know by now, there's some crazy lady out there who, back in 2023, she murdered her three kids, and she's saying that it was the medical field that did it, because she has mental illness. And now women all over the world are supporting her, donating to her, saying that I was in the same position as she was, and I too wanted to kill my children. And now there's women all over the internet showing videos of themselves mistreating their children and just having psychotic breakdowns. What you guys gotta understand, and understand this really good, guys, is that this is absolute Satanism right there, okay? Now, I know a lot of people out there, especially these CIA assets, are saying demonic, everything is demonic. But the reality of the matter is, guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Women are property of Satan. Everything a woman does, if she has the power to, is done in the name of Satan. Unfortunately, I'm at the US Postal Service. I'm delivering your mail, and it's a bit hectic here. So there's a lot of trucks going in and out. I'm by the entrance, so you have a lot of trucks going in and out. Some people don't know where the whatchamacallit is. The where you go check in. You go check in by door 32 down there. I didn't know that until somebody else told me that. I was wandering around the parking lot like an idiot until somebody told me, "Hey man, go to door 32 down there. That's where you check in at." I actually had somebody ask me, "Hey, where do you check in at?" Like, before I started this video. So you might get somebody who's gonna be like, "Yo man, where do I go check in at?" Obviously, I'll be like, "Hey man, I'll tell you, it's over there." I'm not gonna be like, "Hey, I'm making a video, motherfucker. Leave me the fuck alone," you know? I'm not that type of person. So just letting you know, guys, you're gonna be hearing a lot of trucks, a lot of a lot of in and out. And again, somebody might be like, "Yo man, where do I go check in at?" So anyways, back to the point of this video, guys. And realistically speaking, guys, what this woman did, by normie standards, it's can't believe she did that. By MGTOW standards, it's like, yeah, we know. So here's what's going on, guys, okay? The problem here is that women have been given way too many rights. Women have been given way too many privileges. And guess what? They're failing miserably. Like TFM said, 100 years of female liberty, female independence. What have women accomplished in 100 years of female liberation? OnlyFans. OnlyFans is the single greatest thing women have accomplished in over 100 years of liberation, okay? Every now and then you might see a woman who made it, but you guys need to understand, the women who make it, these women are selected by the Zionist, okay? Very few women out there become Oprah Winfrey, okay? For every Oprah Winfrey out there, there's probably 1,000 women who hate their lives. And I see that, guys. I see that every day. As you guys know, I used to do DoorDash for about 10 years, so I saw that when I go picking up. Now that I'm driving truck, even though I've been driving truck for a half a year, I'm in and out of shipping location, drop-off locations, like where I'm at. I go to Love's, I go to like Arby's. I see women every day. My interactions with women are usually, yeah, I like fries with that, or yeah, report to door number 10, back up, open the doors, and turn off the engine, you know. Very, very simple, basic, quick interaction with women. And I am seeing it more and more, and I've already reported about this to you guys before. I'm seeing more and more women out there who are trying to hold it together, but you can tell they're getting psychotic. You can tell they're on the verge of like breaking down. And the reason behind it, guys, is yes, it's a woman liberation of having rights and freedom. But the real reason why women are on the verge of going psychotic is because of Candace Owen. Not so much because Candace Owen is making sense and it's like, this black queen is so high IQ and intelligent. If you guys remember, like my last video or the one before it, I think it was the one before this video, before we even knew who the fuck Lindsay is, I told you, women love Candace Owens because Candace Owens is crazy pussy, okay? Candace Owens is the type of woman that all the men want to be inside of her, and all the women want to be her, because Candace Owens lets the crazy hang out. Like, the stuff that Candace Owens is saying, even by my standards, it's like, bitch, what the fuck are you smoking, bitch? Even by my standards, what she's saying is ludicrous, unbelievable. Especially when she keeps on mispronouncing stuff like montrous instead of monstrous. Gauge rather than gouge. Like I said before, Candace Owens is a CIA asset. She has Mossad handlers. This whole crazy conspiracy theory, mispronouncing shit, saying dumb shit like we don't know no, but we know no. It's all part of her crazy bitch act. And now here's the thing you guys need to understand about Candace Owens. As cray cray as Candace Owen might be, at the end of the day, her Mossad handlers, like Ben Shapiro, they're hiding under her skirt, tugging on her pussy hairs to keep her on the guardrails and not going overboard and going cray cray and destroying everything up, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, women need to have a mihram, okay? A mihram is an Arabic term for a male guardian to take care of her, okay? Whether that male guardian is her husband, uncle, brother, husband, uncle, brother, father. A woman needs to have a male guardian who is in control of her. Otherwise, these women go cray-cray like we are seeing today. What you guys gotta understand is that women were not created by God to do anything outside of the house. This is why Islam tells us a woman's place is in the house. And Satan is waiting to pounce on a woman the moment she goes outside her house. This is why when a woman goes outside her house, she has to wear a burqa, she has to have a male guardian, all that to keep Satan from taking advantage of woman. And what we're seeing today is exactly that. And when I say Satan taking advantage of women, I don't mean Satan coming up to a woman and being like, hey bitch, do this or else. I simply mean that women inherently are satanic. Like the Prophet Muhammad said, women are intellectually and morally defective. efficient, okay? Because of that, women are easier to be taken advantage of. This is why the Zionists used women to bring in illegal immigrants, to have a welfare state. Like, everything wrong and bad today, guys, is because of women voters and women having the right to be in leadership positions, okay, guys? And let me tell you guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. You know, God is making us learn the hard way that Islam is right about women and Jews. A lot of people out there, they like to say, oh, those pesky Muslims, they have to have a woman wear a burqa because they can't keep it in their pants. No, no. The reason why Islam segregates women and keeps women oppressed, and like Astra D here on MGTOW TV said years ago, a happy woman is a miserable woman, a miserable woman is a happy woman. So the reason why Islam keeps women oppressed, it's simply because if you let them go wild and be liberated, you get this Lindsay lady, okay, guys? How many women out there, if Lindsay goes free, and she will, Lindsay will go free because it wasn't her fault, you know, it was the meds she was taking. A lot of women out there are gonna go out, they're gonna embrace their craziness, and they're gonna kill their kids, just like we have black people nowadays who can kill white people because they're too low IQ to stand the trial. We already saw that. But you guys need to understand and understand good, okay? Before God destroys a nation, two things has to happen. Murder, senseless murder, and licentious, okay? I'm probably mispronouncing it, but licentious is a term, and I read this term from a Jewish priest when he was saying why God... See, God destroyed Israel twice, okay? The first time was under the Babylonians. The second time was under the Romans. And the reason why God destroyed us Israelites twice, it's because of senseless murder and licentiousness, however you pronounce it, has to do with pretty much being a whorish culture where women are dirty sharmutas, okay, guys? So the Prophet Muhammad said before God steps in, people are gonna be murdered and they're not gonna know why. Like that white girl on a train. Surprisingly, guys, I'm actually in North Carolina right now. You know, I think that white girl was I think that white girl was stabbed on a train in Charlotte. I'm like a couple of miles away from Charlotte, believe it or not. You know, talk about God operating in mysterious ways, right? So that white girl who got stabbed to death on that train, that's probably a couple of miles away from where I am right now, she had no idea why she got stabbed. Those young, beautiful kids who got choked by their mother, Lindsay, they had no idea why they got murdered, you know. The upside to this is that those kids get a free pass to heaven. So they might have lost this world, but hey, at least they won the hereafter. So that's a white pill for you guys out there, if you guys believe in white pills. At this point, guys, we as men, especially us MGTOW men, we gotta start taking control. We gotta start fixing things with our own hands. And the reason behind it is very simple. If God, either we implement God's law or God will do it for us. Now, if God has to get off his throne, it's going to be bad for all of us. So the very least you and I can do is take the initiative, okay? This is why I'm running for political office, guys. Believe it or not, guys, all the AIPAC, all the anti-AIPAC people, with the exception of CIA assets like the Afghans, like Afghani woman running for power, and Abdul Zionist in Michigan, and Skamdani, of course. But all the grassroots AIPAC, not anti-AIPAC candidate guys, all of them were beating in their in their primaries. They were all beaten. Okay, I'm the only grassroots anti-AIPAC candidate who is still on the ballot for the general election. And as you guys know, I'm running under MGTOW. I created my own political party. Guys, I know some of you guys are not taking this shit seriously, but dudes, you can run from anywhere, from fucking dog catcher all the way to freaking senator, governor, and white, and U.S. congressman as a MGTOW, thanks to me, okay? As you guys know, I'm running for a state house in District 85. And it's real, guys. This is not like, dudes, this is not like some sort of make-believe. This is not like when I ran for president as a write-in candidate, guys, okay? That's not like that, okay? Now, the reason I did that was simply to test out the system, work my way through the system, and now that I know how the system works, here I am, guys. So you guys can go online, type in Amer Mitwali, District 85, Florida House, and you will see that I'm actually on the ballot. People can actually vote for me in about a month and a half, once people get their mail-in ballots and early ballot access and shit like that. So at least I'm trying to bring in divine law, and quite frankly, so should you, okay? Now, you guys need to understand something about stoning, okay? I know the Zionists try to make it seem like the Taliban are stoning women because they forgot to put garlic sauce on some dude's shawarma, but the reality of the matter is the Taliban are stoning women like Lindsay. Horrible, demonic, satanic woman. Guys, let me tell you something. There is no such thing as mental illness. Now, I want to caveat by saying, you know, if you were hit upside your head one too many times like Coach Bitchpill and you got a concussion, yeah, okay. That's something physical in your head, in your brain that fucks up your neuropathic system. I get that, okay? But if you're like, oh, I'm borderline personality disorder, I got bipolar, no, you are a piece of shit. It's that effing simple, okay, guys? There is no such thing as mental illness outside of getting hit on the side of your head one too many times like Coach Bitchpill, you know? But outside of that, what you have is Maradon al-Alb, a disease of the heart. That's what you have. You have a disease of the heart. Zadahum Allah Maradon. And God only increases that disease. This is what you guys out there got to understand. If you have a disease of the heart, God only increases that disease until one of two things happen. Until you're either executed or you end up doing what this Lindsay lady did. Let me say that one more time, okay? If you have a Maradon al-Alb, if you have a disease of the heart, God will only increase that disease because you have no redemption in this world anymore, okay? And God will keep on increasing that disease until one of two things happen. Until you're executed, or you end up causing harm to innocent people like Lindsay did, okay guys? Now, from an Islamic perspective, there's two reasons to execute a person. If that person committed murder, you can execute them. And the second reason to commit to execute somebody is if that somebody causes fasad. Fasad is corruption. Like all these women on TikTok, guys, if it's up to me, all these women on TikTok are causing fasad. See, this is why I say if a woman is to access the internet, we need to have identification for women to access the internet. Furthermore, I would say, like Austria D on MGTOW TV said, women giving each other advice should be punishable by a fine and a jail term, okay guys? So if it's up to me, guys, women who get on the internet, their identification needs to be known. That way, when they cause facade, you see, when somebody is causing corruption, you warn them four times, okay? And the fourth time you warn them, you execute them, okay? A man went up to the Prophet Muhammad and he said, "Oh, Prophet of God, I committed zina. I slept with a woman, with a married woman, you know. And in the Torah, if you sleep with a married woman, or you're a married man who sleeps with a woman, you get the death penalty. That's the penalty in the Torah. You get stoned to death if you sleep. If you're unfaithful or you sleep with an unfaithful woman, you get stoned to death. That's a penalty for, what the hell do they call that? In Arabic, it's zina. I think you guys call it not fornication. There's a word for it, infidelity or something of that, okay? So the penalty for it is the death penalty by stoning. So a man went up to the Prophet Muhammad and said, "Oh, Prophet of God, I committed zina." So the Prophet Muhammad, he just ignored him. So the man said for the second time, "Oh, Prophet of God, I committed zina." The Prophet Muhammad did not respond to him. So the third time the man said, "Oh, Prophet of God, I committed zina. What are you going to do about it?" The Prophet Muhammad did not reply to the man. He just rejected what he said. And the fourth time the man said, "Oh, Prophet of God, I committed zina." The Prophet Muhammad said, "Stone him." Okay? So in Islam, when somebody does corruption, you give them four chances to get on the right side. 1, 2, 3, and if they do it again for the fourth time, you execute them. So when it comes to these women like Lindsay and a lot of women out there who are like her, in my world, okay, if they get on the internet, or even if they do it in like the real world, they need to have a mihram. They need to have a male guardian. Why? So you can call up the male guardian and be like, "Yo, man, put your bitch back on a leash, dude." Okay? And if she continues doing all this facade, all this corruption, after you warned her four times, you execute her by stoning her. Okay, guys? Now, the reason why you stone to death people who cause facad is that stoning somebody to death publicly, that will scare a lot of people, you know. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to be stoned to death, okay? So I don't want to cause corruption, okay? So by stoning women to death who caused corruption, that will scare a lot of women out there from causing corruption like we're seeing today, okay? Another thing you guys gotta understand is that women who get subjected to social media, they are put under a lot of stress, okay? And when I say stress, I don't mean the type of stress like a man, like, yo man, I gotta deliver this delivery before 8 o'clock, otherwise I'm gonna get fined by the company, or I'm gonna get fired, you know, I gotta pay this bill before I get evicted. I don't mean that type of stress. You see, a lot of women out there, they get stressed out because they look at the lives of other women who have it perfectly, and they're like, how come Candace Owens, right? How come Candace Owens has all this good stuff? How come Candace Owens has money, fame, chefs, she has butlers, she has a multimillionaire husband? How come she gets to have this glam life and I have this crappy life where I'm stuck with these kids who are crying all day, and then I go to work at Popeyes or Baby Gap making minimum wage and I hate my life? Believe it or not, guys, Islam warned us of social media. Now, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, okay guys? So how God warned us of social media is that he said, the Prophet Muhammad said, when the Prophet Muhammad says something, it's through God. So the Prophet Muhammad said, the person who's laying down is better than the person who's sitting up. The person who's sitting up is better than the person who's standing. The person who's standing is better than the person who's walking. The person who's walking is better than the person who's running. Why? Because if you rush to see what's outside your window, in other words, you're going to see what's going on in the world, you will be consumed by the afflictions that are consuming everybody else. This is why I'm not crazy about social media, okay? You guys don't see me trying to be the next big TikToker, the next big Instagrammer. I'm not trying to be the next big Insta, the YouTuber, even though I've been permabanned, censored, and shadow banned off of all the off of all these Zionist social media platforms. Okay? So what you guys out there gotta understand is that these social media platforms are owned by Zionists, and Zionists are what Sheikh Imran Hussein refers to as Dajjal's warriors. So of course, all these major social media platforms, whether it's TikTok, whether it's Instagram, whether it's whatever, all these social media platforms, because they're Zionist owned and managed, their job is to do exactly that, cause facade. Now, even though TikTok is Chinesey, the the Chinks are in on it, okay guys? So the reason why the Jews let the Chinks take over TikTok, I know what's his name, Larry Ellison, owns TikTok, but nevertheless everybody thinks that TikTok was made by the Chinese, and the US government can lie and tell the people, hey, TikTok was made by the Chinese to ruin Americans. And everybody thinks, oh yeah, the TikTok, it's bad because of the Chinese. and shit like that. But the reality of the matter is TikTok was a Zionist platform to begin with. It's just that the chinks are getting scapegoated. That way American people can put the blame on the Chinese rather than put the blame on our ZOG, which stands for Zionist Occupied Government. Okay, guys, at the end of the day, TikTok, it's Chinesey. They're all in on it. They're all working for the Zionist. We get to suffer because of that. So the thing you guys need to understand is that social media is designed to make you lose your mind. Now, you and I, as MGTOWs, social media is not that big of a deal to us. I mean, all I do as a truck driver is that I watch MGTOW TV videos. I learn a lot from our MGTOW TV videos, guys. So to me, social media is a good thing. But for women, because all they do is watch other women living their best. I need some of my love's coffee. It's 4 o'clock. I got three more other deliveries to the postal office. The good thing is the postal office, not the postal office itself, I'm talking about the distribution center, you know, where the big trucks come in and they deliver mail from all over the country, and it's distributed and sorted and shit like that. They work 24 hours, so I'll be able to drop off mail here, and I'll be able to hopefully drop off all the other three locations for the U.S. distribution center, U.S. postal distribution center. I'll be able to be done with them hopefully by midnight, maybe by 10 o'clock I'll be done with them, and tomorrow I can get a new load, and hopefully my paycheck this week will be $1,000+ after taxes. You know, if you're not making $1,000 a week after taxes doing this job, guys, it's just not worth it for you. Okay, guys, I mean, driving truck, I have to admit, guys, driving truck ain't bad, but it's bad for your back. Please don't ask me how I know that, especially with three herniated discs, but that's not the point of the video. The point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that for you and I, man, watching the MGTOW videos, the internet, this is a good thing for us. But for women, social media is horrible. This is why you guys have to not allow women to get on social media. And if you get them on social media, they need to have an ID to get on social media. That way, if they're doing a facade, you call up their mihram and be like, yo, man, this bitch, put her back on the leash, you know. If we really were a divine nation, a lot of women will be stoned to death, okay? God in the Quran, he tells us that if you're a good man and you get to go to heaven, God will create women for you who were untouched by man and jinn. Now, why this is very important is it tells us two things. First of all, it tells us that the vast majority of human women who lived on this earth, they're not gonna go to heaven. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, I saw hellfire and it was filled with women. So the vast majority of women who lived on this planet, on this earth, they're not gonna go to heaven. So God has to create women before you in the hereafter, because all the women from this world are going to go to hell. Well, not all of them, but the vast majority of them. The second thing, they were untouched by men and jinns. What does this mean? This means that jinns, which are... See, jinns are not demons, okay? Like us, they have free will. They can be good, they can be bad, okay? It just said the jinns who interact with us, they don't like us and they want to send us to the hellfire, okay? Because they view us as inferior compared to them. This is why I tell you guys, be very, very wary of AI, okay? In my personal opinion, AI is a jinn, okay? You're dealing with a spirit. Now, when I deal with AI, it's purely about work. I don't ask AI about anything other than work. For me, AI is purely about work. Because once you start asking AI for like life advice, philosophy, religion, that's when the evil jinns can be like, oh, I see a way we can mislead this person and send them to the hellfire, you know? As you guys know, I bring like fucking 40 years of computer experience. So when I deal with Claude AI, there's a lot of times when I'm like, hey, Claude, you're hallucinating. You don't know what you're doing, man. And Claude would be like, thank you. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Indeed, I was, it was uncalled for me to do this with the code, you know? So, coincidentally, this is why vibe coding is not gonna work. I know a lot of guys out there, they speak about vibe coding, where they have no experience in coding, but they're just gonna vibe with Claude AI to code something out. That's not gonna work, dude. That's really not gonna work, you know? You gotta have a strong coding experience, because a lot of times you guys are going to call out AI. Yes, AI is able to do the actual coding itself better and faster than you will. Yes. However, when it comes to, because when you code, even though it's pure, it's technical, there's times where you're like, hey, if the user was going to utilize this function, what should it do? So now it's a little bit more of an art than a science, okay? So you don't really want Claude giving you their artistic idea. You don't want them giving you their philosophical idea, okay? Why do I feel like Candace Owens today mispronouncing words, you know? So, with AI, guys, you want to keep it with AI strictly technical. Know your technical material. That way, if AI decides to hallucinate or to attempt to push back or go in a different direction, you be like, hey, man, this is not the route I want, okay? Now imagine if you're dealing with AI purely on a philosophical basis. This is when AI can take advantage of you, okay, guys? And you guys gotta understand, when these women go out and they look at Instagram, they look at TikTok, they are purposely being delivered content with the sole purpose of making them go upset. Now, here's what you guys need to understand. These women who are losing it, they're losing it because their life sucks, okay? You guys gotta understand. And I kinda simp empathize with women in a way. I kind of sympathize with them, okay? As you guys know, I traveled all over the world. As you guys know, you know, I lived in a car, so I don't have any bills. Back in my Hollywood days where I was playing Al-Qaeda terrorist number 3, now known as ISIS, I was a member of the Screen Actors Guild, so I was making like $120 base a day, with some days I'll make excess of $200 a day, you know. This was back like, what, 20 years ago? So, you know, making $140, $150 a day is considered lots of money. Imagine making that type of money 20 years ago, okay, guys? And when I exited Hollywood, and a couple of years after that, I decided to work DoorDash. I made a lot of money doing DoorDash. And I say a lot of money, I'm talking like, you know, maybe 4 or 5K a month. I worked a little bit with Amazon Flex, where I made you guys need to understand, you know, I can make 4 or 5K a month, and because I'm living in my car and I'm eating for less than $10 a day, 4 or 5K a month will allow me to go around Europe for like fucking 2 months. You guys saw me, you know, after the end of Scamarona, I went to Ukraine, I went to Latvia. And I am telling you guys, as somebody who traveled the world, you don't want a boring and uninteresting life, okay? Like, even this trucking job that I'm working, like, every month I work as a truck driver, I get 6 days off, and I can actually put all those days together. For example, I'm going to be working, as of right now, I've worked already 3 months, wait a second, no, all of July, all of August. So as of now, guys, I have about 18 days where I can take off. Now, I'm not going to get paid in those 18 days. They're called unpaid vacation time. I'm not going to get paid in those 18 days. But think about it. Okay, so imagine you're a trucker. You go out. You make about maybe $10,000 in 3 months of driving truck, okay? You can go on a 2-week vacation anywhere in the world, you know, spend, you know, maybe $3,000 or $4,000, maybe, or 5K at the most, and you still have another 5K in your pocket, you know? Now, I can do that, but I won't, because I'm fucking 45, I traveled the world already, so now I want to do something where I can have money come in while I sleep. That's my goal, you know. When you're fucking 45, 46, you need money that comes in while you sleep. Trading time for money, that's, you know, when you're young, you can do that, but when you're 45, 46, trading time for money, that's not the way to go. So the money I'm making from this job goes back into the restaurant, it goes back into Mitwali Web Services. I might become a travel agent, believe it or not, guys. So those are things I'm looking at as well. So with me, guys, because I lived my best life, I can tell you that living a boring and uninteresting life where you go work a job you hate and then you medicate with drugs and alcohol, That fucking sucks, dude. Like, I telling you guys, like, I still fantasize about Dracula's castle I saw in Romania. I fantasize about that huge waterfall I saw in Latvia, okay, guys? I don't fantasize about delivering DoorDash to some guy. I don't fantasize about backing up my truck in a fucking at the postal service where I am. I don't fantasize about any of this shit, you know? So now, imagine women, okay, dudes? Imagine women who see other women living their best lives, drinking martinis at the beach in Tulum or Cancun, first class flights to Dubai, and here she is, you know, working a job she hates, you know, she regrets having kids. Let me tell you something, guys. When I was driving cab fucking almost 20 years ago, okay, well, it's more like, well, let's see, 20, I mean, we're pretty much 2027, you know, 18 years ago now. When I was driving cab 17, 18 years ago, guys, a lot of women out there regretted having kids. Let me say that one more time. Even as far back as 18, 19 years ago when I started driving cab, a lot of women regretted having kids. And the reason why they regretted having kids is actually of no surprise, you know? There's a truck going by. I don't know if you guys can hear the truck going by or not, but I sure can. And the reason why a lot of women, guys, regret, the reason why a lot of women out there regret having kids is because their life, see, imagine this is Candace Owens, guys. Imagine this is Candace Owens' life. First class, multimillionaire husband, butlers, chefs, cruises, just living the best dang life available, okay? You're fucking Candace Owens, okay? You're up here. These women who regretted having children, their life, okay, their life is down here. You can't even see their life, you know, like a woman that's married to a decent dude, has a good job, you know, they're able to like take a trip once a year or twice a year. Her life is like right over here, okay? But the typical woman, guys, especially if they're single moms, their lives are way, way down here, okay? So, of course, these women who have... So, again, this is Candace Owens. This is the top of the top. You know, Oprah Winfrey, Candace Owens, the alpha female, the best life a woman can have is up here. And, again, middle-class woman, you know, women that are married to well-to-do husbands, you know, their life is around, you know, down here somewhere, okay, guys? But these single moms, the women who regret having children, their lives are way down here because they never got to enjoy life, okay? How many of these women who work at Love's or at Arby's, how many of them got to go to see a waterfall in Latvia? How many of them got to go skiing at Mammoth Mountain, you know? In Florida, there are women in Florida who never saw snow. Can you guys believe that? There are fucking women out there older than me, women in their 50s and 60s, okay? They never ever saw snow in their life. This just goes to show you how boring, uninteresting that their lives are. It's like, you never saw snow before? No, never. I never saw snow before. I live in Florida. How am I gonna see snow? It's like, bitch, hop on a plane in 2 hours, you can see snow. You know, drive a car 7 miles. You know, if you go, if you drive your car from where I am in small town USA, if you drive your car like freaking, I don't know, 10, 11 hours up north, you're gonna see snow. I'm getting one of those scam calls. Hopefully you guys are able to still hear this conversation. But like I said, imagine you're a grown-ass woman, you're 40, 50, 60 years old, you never ever saw snow in your life, and within 2 hours by a plane or 10-hour car ride, you can see snow, but you never did, because you simply didn't have the means to do that. This is what you guys need to understand. All these women you see working at Arby's, working at Love's, they're all fat, they're all ugly, they all got pink hair. And the reason behind it is that They know that their life sucks. They know that they're losers. You see, women in the third world, dudes, like women in third world poor countries like Colombia and countries like that, the woman there, they know that they're at the bottom of the bottom. They know that their country sucks. They know that they're not gonna see snow. They know that they're not gonna go vacay in fucking the Alps in Switzerland. They know they're never ever gonna get that, so it doesn't even bother them, because again, their lives are so down there that these women don't, it doesn't even register on their brain that, hey, I can be flown out to Dubai, I can go be on a yacht in the French Riviera, I can go ski in the Swiss mountains, you know. That does not register on their brains, because that's like a person who's like fucking 5'2" thinking they're gonna be an NBA player. It's like, yeah, no. I mean, how many of us watching this video think we're gonna be fucking athletes, okay? You know, I told you guys, when I made the elementary school basketball team back in the fifth grade, I was like, what, 12 years old? I always wanted to be the next Michael Jordan. But boy, reality hit me so hard in the jaws that even though I'm 6'3" and, you know, a lot of basketball, you know, they say the average height of a basketball player is like, what, 6'3", 6'4", you know? They're not all fucking 7'4", Shaquille O'Neal, you know? The average height of a basketball player is about my height, you know? So I could have been a basketball player, but you know what? Because I sucked at playing basketball, that I don't wake up in the morning thinking, oh man, I could have been a basketball player. Oh man, you know, I told you guys, you know, I sucked so bad at basketball that I was the official bench warmer. And this one time, the coach was like, hey, Amr, you're going to be our starting center today. And I'm like, one of two things happened. Either my parents bribed him big times, or the coach finally went mentally ill. He said, look, our star center, his bus from the field trip is running late. So I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And the minute, you know, the minute the bus with our star center arrived, the coach was like, Amr, you know what to do, right? Yeah, I'll go warm the bench for him, you know. And that was pretty much the end of my basketball career. So I have absolutely no hopes, dreams, or desires that I'm going to be the next Michael Jordan. I don't. But here's a problem with women, okay? Women who live in the West, they still think they can be Oprah Winfrey. They still think they can be Candace Owen. That's a problem, okay? And honestly, guys, see, this is the thing about living in the West. You can actually live a good life in the West of traveling, going to Vegas, eating out. You know, I don't gamble, but that's why I go to Vegas, because I get to take advantage of them because of their cheap buffets. But they don't have cheap buffets anymore. But that's why you go to Reno and Carson. So, are women willing to sleep in a car like I did? Are women willing to drive truck like I do to make money, you know? No, of course not. Women are not willing to do what I was willing to do. They're not willing to sleep in a car, be homeless and sleep in a car. They're not willing to drive a truck. Coincidentally, you're gonna be sleeping in a truck. And I have to admit, guys, sleeping in a truck is pretty damn good, okay, guys? Women are not gonna do what I do to live the high life, okay? I refer to my life as ghetto fabulous, okay? I live the ghetto fabulous life. I go out, I work DoorDash, I make a couple of K's, I sleep in my car, then I go travel for like 2-3 months. I can do that with this, again, I can do that with this trucking gig, guys. I can do that, but I choose not to because A, I already did it before, and B, at 45, 46 years old, I need to make sure I'm making money while I sleep, you know? And then when I'm making money while I sleep, I can then go out and fuck around all I want, you know? And that's why I wanna get into, that's why I wanna take the restaurant industry for me to the next level, because imagine going to a foreign country and you got a restaurant there. So not only are you making money, but you have a legit reason to be there. Not to mention, if you have a highly successful restaurant, you know, that's status right over there, you know. If I own like 5 or 6 restaurants in Medellin, you're gonna be like, hey, you been to Egyptian shawarma? Oh yeah, I've seen Egyptian shawarma. Oh yeah, my friend really likes Egyptian shawarma. Yeah, guess what? I'm the owner of it, bitch. So it's a status thing, obviously. It's a status thing, okay, guys? So, but going back to the woman, imagine you're a woman, you're in your 30s, you're fat, you're always like sub-average. Like, why are you alive, dudes? Like, for real, guys? When I go to Love's, I go to Arby's, these women are morbidly obese. And they're ugly, and they got colored hair. I'm like, why are you even alive? You know, it's like, you're not decent looking. You don't have a pleasant attitude. Like, your life is not only is your life meaningless, because let's be honest, you know, you don't have to be a genius to ring somebody up on a cash register. You know, you don't have to be a high IQ for that. I mean, think about it, dudes. Like, at Love's, for example, somebody coming my way. I think somebody's coming my way. Huh. Let's see where this guy. No, he knows where he's going. Okay. Yeah, I thought he was gonna come up to me and ask, where he'd go to get his docking information. Yeah, he's going the right way. Okay. But, you know, yeah, nobody asked me where to go because, you know, apparently the vast majority of trucks that came here were owned by the postal service. So obviously they know where to go. Speaking of trucking, guys, like, the only woman I've seen doing this gig, they're ugly, dudes. They're morbidly, like, the women who do trucking, dudes, they're fugly and they're morbidly obese. I'd venture to say most women I've seen doing trucking weigh more than me. I weigh like 260 pounds now. I've seen women, I would say there are probably more women in the trucking industry who weigh more than me, than weigh less than me. Okay, guys? So, the average woman out there, guys, she's not. See, if you are a fat, ugly woman, honestly, your best bet is to drive truck. At least when you're driving truck, you know, you don't have to worry about somebody yelling at you, like, where's my happy meal, you know? And you pretty much got your own schedule. As long as you, like, fucking show up to the place, that's really all that matters, you know. So, honestly, guys, like, as long as you're making $1,000 a week with this gig, this is a pretty damn good gig. I'm not gonna lie, guys. I mean, again, for me, at my age, especially with a campaign going on and other stuff that I want to do with my life, you know, as a truck driver, it's kind of a waste of my talent. Not to mention, because again, I got 3 herniated discs, and the doctor said, well, we don't have money from the insurance to do a proper surgery, I'm just going to inject you with this experimental shot that will help. But, you know, after a couple of years, it's going to wear off. And if you put too much pressure on your back, well, you know, you're going to go back to square one, you know. So health-wise, this is not good for me. And again, guys, I actually gained a lot of weight because what are you going to do, man? What do? All you do is drive, sit in a truck, you go out, you eat, you're going to eat Arby's, you're going to eat McDonald's, you're going to eat Burger King. Obviously, you're not eating the healthiest food on the face of the planet. So, like I said, dudes, when I met Hammerhand back in small town USA, he was like, dude, just do this long enough until you're able to do something better and don't look back. So, but for you guys out there who are like, hey, I just want to do something where I don't have to worry about fucking HR. I hate 9-to-5 jobs and I want to make like $1,000 a week. Trucking will be that thing. But always keep in mind that when you're trucking, you know, do it until something better comes along. Work toward something better that comes along. And like I said, dudes, you know, if you never ever got the opportunity to like travel, go skiing, you know, have a little bit of fun. So if I was you guys and I never ever had the fun, I never ever traveled, I didn't go skiing at Mammoth Lake and shit like that. Go enjoy a nice buffet at in Vegas. So if I was one of you guys, I'd become a truck driver. Like the first year of driving truck, that's the one that's gonna suck the most. But at the same time, make it a little bit of fun. Like I said, you know, spend about 2.5-3 months out driving. You'll be another truck going by. So this would be my game plan, okay, guys? If I wanted to like live my best life for the first time ever, my game plan would be become a truck driver. The first half year or the first year of driving truck, it wouldn't be about making money. Obviously, making money would be important, but it would be more of, hey, I'm going to drive truck 2 months, 3 months, get a good 2, maybe 3 weeks off, and then I'm going to travel. You know, I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to go to California. I'm going to go overseas. I'm going to go to Japan, you know, have a little bit of fun. This is honestly the good thing about driving truck, guys, is that driving truck will allow you to go out and have fun. Because again, in the trucking industry, guys, every week you drive truck, you get a day and a half off, okay? So if you drive truck for 2 weeks, you get 3 days. You drive truck for 4 weeks, you get obviously 6 days. If you drive truck for 20 weeks, you get 30 days off, you know? Obviously, we're being absolutely realistic. I've been in this truck for a little bit over 3 months now. I would say for the vast majority of you guys out there, unless you're saving up for something in particular, I wouldn't want to be in a truck for more than 2 months, you know. And the only reason I'd be in a truck for 2 months is so I can get like, you know, 12 days or 15 days off, and that will allow me to travel, you know, overseas or just have fun going around America. But personally, I would not spend more than 2 months in a truck, you know, because there are going to be times when you're going to be like, yo, man, I can't be doing this forever, you know. So you need some downtime, you need some play time. If any of you guys become truck drivers, unless, you know, I know, like, for real, guys, I know dudes who take their dog with them And I know a guy. He's a black dude. I met him in person in small town USA. I even hung out with him in Colombia. In fact, he's the one who really got me into this trucking thing. He works 9 months a year, and then he takes like 2 months off during the winter season, because he tells me, you know, it's really dangerous to drive during winter. So he tells me he works like 10 months. He works like 9 months a year, saves up like $100K, December, January, February, he gets to go travel while it's snowing here in America when it's dangerous, and then he comes back in like March where it, you know, stops snowing or the snow has already melted, and then he'll go back to driving truck for like 9 months at a time. And I think he owns his own truck, or he works as an independent contractor where he makes his own schedule. So what this dude does is that he's able to, like, see, here's the thing, you know, the truck I have, okay, so what I can do, see, my company does not allow me to disconnect the truck from the trailer and go moonlighting with the truck. I can't do that, you know. So wherever I go, I have to have the trailer with me. And not only that, I have to be at a rest area, you know. So I just can't take this truck to like road Texas. You know, a lot of people have been telling me go to Texas Roadhouse, you know. So if any of you guys know anything about Texas Roadhouse, let me know in the comment section, you know. Obviously, like, on my downtime, guys, unfortunately, I just can't go to a rest area. I can't go to Love's, drop off the trailer, and then take the tractor and Texas Roadhouse with the tractor itself. You know, my company does not allow that, but some guys, they can do that. If you own your own damn truck, obviously you can do that. So if you own your own truck, guys, you can have fun with it. Like I said, this black dude, you know, he's spending 9 months a year in a truck, yes, but he gets to have fun, you know. He'll be like, yeah, I'm taking a couple of days off. I'm going to go have fun in those 9 days. Or he's like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to take the truck to Texas Roadhouse, have some fun at Texas Roadhouse. Or he can say to himself, you know what, I want to take a week off. All right, guys, it's time for me to go. They got my paperwork. I'm pretty much done. I'll be back in a second, okay, guys? But I'm pretty much done, you know? Guys, so I don't know if you guys can still hear me or I was disconnected with the Bluetooth, but I'm pretty much rambling on at this time. So this is a bill of lading. This is what the shipper gives you. You take this from the shipper, you go to the company that you're delivering, and they sign it and they hand it back to you as proof that they received the products and shit like that. Anyway, guys, so like I said, I was pretty much rambling on at this time. I'm gonna take off, secure my load, make a U-turn, and go to the next postal center. But yeah, guys, at the end of the day, dudes, women are losing it simply because they have way too many rights, way too many privileges. They think they can, but they fail miserably, and that's what makes women go psychotic, like Lindsay and all the other women out there who support her. It's because of false hope, you know. The worst thing you can do for anybody is to give them false hope. All right, guys, enjoy the video. Talk to you later. Peace.